It feels good to be back. It feels good to be alive.
It's Squad DJ. DJ Fat Joe.
Zeno. They done let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you ready. Okay.
Are you balling on a budget, but still trying to shop like a billionaire? Then I got the hookup. Temu. I just got my headphone set in the mail. Bluetooth headphone set with a rechargeable case. $7.99. And check this out. If it's your first time downloading the Temu app, I can also help you get $100. If you use my promo code, 30% off on your order. It don't get no better than Temu.
March of 2007, I was told I had the number one record in the country. That project accumulated 13, 14 million collectively. I'm expecting, and I know my business partners at the time were expecting to see a check that reflected those numbers. And I want to say my first check was $30,000. And I'm like, wait a minute, I spent three times this amount on a convertible. What's going on? I remember calling my business partner, Eric, and I'm screaming on him like, yo, you told me we generated millions of dollars. What is this? And he was just as blown back as I was. My mind is, I did everything right. I didn't sign a royalty-based deal. I wasn't signed as an artist. I was my own entity. I was the executive producer of my first album. The day that we got those checks, our mind frame was, no, I don't want to be on this label. And oddly enough, I went to a 7-year litigation with Capitol Records. So I'm sure somewhere along the lines that was used as a way to say, well, we gave you an advance. They didn't give me an advance because they believed in me. They gave me an advance because I had the hottest record on radio.
It's about to get hot up in here. It feels good to be back. It feels good to be alive. You know what I'm talking about? Right here on the B side. It feels good to go live right here on the B side. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, Thursday I took off because had some technical difficulties and we needed to do a little reconstruction around here. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about on the mind, on the body, as well as on the soul. So I had to take Thursday off so I can come back and bring y'all something amazing. I'm talking about, you know, this show as well as future plans for the B-side. I mean, it feels good to be back and it feels good to be alive. You understand what I'm saying? It's hot around here. When I say it's hot around here, I mean it's a lot going on that you need to be in the know of. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like so much is happening on the B-side. It's heating up. I'm talking about cooking up with special guests coming this month. The month of June, yeah, I'm talking about we finna boom in the month of June. You also know that month is very near and dear to me. So June, I got to turn it up. I got to start a whole new process. You know what I'm talking about? Like the phoenix that rose from the ashes. I got to start a whole new. So come next month, in 2 days, tomorrow is the 31st, Thursday is June the 1st. You understand what I'm saying? In 2 days, you're going to see a new me. And you're hearing a new me right now. It just may not be resonating in your mind. But you're going to see a new me. I got a lot of things planned right here for the B-side. And not just for the show, but in my personal life as well. I got a lot of things planned. And only a few can go where I go. See, it's true what they say that when God start moving in your life and start blessing you with things that you didn't expect, only a few can move when you move. So saying that to say, stay tuned because I'm moving a few people and I'm going to help change a few lives in the process of my life changing. You feel me? So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of life changing, listen, it's some stories. I got two stories for tonight, for the news, that is. Not stories, but two pieces of news that I want to bring y'all that's very important. I'm talking about it's important in the field of entertainment, and it's also important in life in general. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into this thing right here, because I don't want to hold y'all. I just want to fold y'all. Y'all know me in and out like a robbery. We're not going to take too much time, so let's get into the headlines. So listen, getting into the headlines, y'all know me, man. I like to come with news that you can use, some informative information. So with that being said, y'all know what the sound when it goes down. Vault Talk. Being that it's Vault Talk, listen, I need y'all to like, share, and comment tonight's show, because I got some important news about a special guest that's getting ready to come to the B-side June the 8th. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss who this person is. But let's get into the news right quick, and I'm going to break it down for y'all. Listen, man. Listen, check this out now. Music has been generating a lot of money. Catalogs is being sold. But there hasn't been a catalog that has been compared to this one. At least not yet. And I'm talking about when it comes to being expensive. This catalog right here is the most expensive thus far. And who am I talking about? Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Queen music catalog could be sold for over $1 billion, source say. Damn! If that ain't Vault Talk, I don't know what it is. $1 billion this music catalog is about to be sold for. Now, when I say that it's getting hot around here, that right there is a perfect segue for my questionnaire. I need to know, are you ready for the summer? Because the way things are shaping up, it's about to get hot. So the question, the poll has just now been, you know, sent through. Answer that question. Are you ready for the summer, or do you just want to keep the cold? Saying all that to say, moving right along, let's talk about Queen and their catalog. You know what I'm talking about? So look, check this out. From the headlines, it says, Queen music catalog could be sold this year for over $1 billion. Now, major music companies, including Universal Music Group, has been in discussions regarding a potential acquisition, we're told, in addition to players from the world of private equity. Now, if the combined Queen rights sell, a price tag in excess of $1 billion seems to be guaranteed. Now, hold up. Some have been said that they expect the Queen catalog to sell for around $1 billion. Others say eventually the figure will even get higher than that. Now, either way, should a sale get completed, this would become the biggest single artist music catalog sale in history, easily surpassing the $500 million-plus paid by Sony Music Group to acquire Bruce Springsteen's recorded music and music publishing catalogs in the late 2021. Bruce Springsteen got $500 million for his catalog. Man, listen, rappers are only getting peanuts compared to what they are getting. Now check it, Rock and Roll, he got $500 million. Now, another rock and roll band, well, what is considered to be the greatest rock and roll band of all time, is now arguably getting $1 billion, no, inarguably getting $1 billion for that catalog, but it's expected to get even higher. A Queen catalog is complicated by the fact that Disney Music Group owns the band's recorded music catalog in North America. Now, hold on. Let me go back, and because this is the reason why I only got two stories tonight, because I want to break some things down that's in the headlines, right? Disney has the rights to this rock and roll music group catalog, right? Now, they have the rights in North America. Who knew? Did you know that Disney once upon a time had a record label? See, this stuff right here gets deep. I'm talking about the waters of entertainment. Now, check this out now. DMG has a global distribution agreement with Universal Music Group. Disney Music Group has an agreement with Universal Music Group, okay? Queen band members Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon, plus the Freddie Mercury estate, each owns shares in the company Queen's Production Limited, which owns the group's recorded catalog outside the U.S. and Canada. See, look, this is, let me slow that down right quick. Listen. This is why you gotta be in the know. You know what I mean? Like, this is why you can't just be an artist with your head in the clouds. Because nowadays, it pays for you to know the music business. Now, saying that to say, these companies that was around then but may be defunct now are still flying on the radar. Because they can't be too defunct if they still own a catalog, right? So that means that they are up under the radar. They still, you know, may get artists here and there, but it'll be acquisitions from catalogs, so it seems. But saying that to say, Queen's members plus Mercury's estate also owns the global rights to Queen's Music Publishing catalog via their company, Queen's Music Limited, which is administered by Sony Music Publishing. Now, I'm going slow through this because I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. Now, did y'all catch what that first clip was talking about when they made $30 some million and didn't recoup but like $30,000? So listen, pay attention. This is why I'm going slow with this stuff that you should know. Now, this Queen catalog has been split several ways, but still they maintain ownership by the four members of the group. Now, they all have equal ownership, which means everybody has 25% of the catalog. Now, 25% split by $4 billion? Listen, man, everybody is seeming to walk away with at least $250 million in their pocket for the catalog they created. This is why ownership is so important. This is why leveraging your brand is so important. Because if you can gain steam, I promise you, that boat will float. Wrapping this up, y'all. Queen's Production Limited posts its annual financials on UK Companies House, the latest of which shows the company's fiscal performance from year over year of 2021 to the end of September. Now, listen, Queen's Productions Limited reported $39.19 million in annual revenue in 2021, with $38.92 million of this number coming via royalties. Now, they reported $39.19, and out of that $39.19, $38.92 million of that was royalties they made from their music. Listen, it's so much more that you can learn from this Queen breakdown. I advise you to go to the headlines and listen. And learn, because I'm trying to give you a little bit, but it's so much more. You know, this is only surface level. So go to Google and type in this topic. Queen music catalog could be sold for $1 billion. And do your research and see what's going on, because this could be you in a couple of years if you stick to the script and do what you're supposed to do. Check. Moving right along, because I got one more thing I want to talk about. Then we're going to get to the music. And then I'm going to let y'all know who my special guest is June the 8th, right after this headline right here. But look, this headline right here is so, 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 so important. Not just to me, but to you too. And the reason why I say it's so important to you too, because listen, I know y'all seen it like I seen it. Y'all seen the movie Terminator. Y'all seen how Arnold Schwarzenegger went from the past to the future whooping. I mean, went from the future to the past killing motherfuckers. Whooping ass, right? And then they went from the past to the future to kill in the future. So that means that that AI went ballistic on the humanity, right? AI going ballistic on humanity. Now that was in the movies. Well, this right here now is in the headlines. AI risks leading humanity to extinction. Experts warn. Let's say that again now. AI risks leading humanity to extinction. Experts warn. Now y'all know, right here on this show, I am an advocate. Y'all know this. I am an advocate for the universe. I was an advocate for it. And I also have told y'all I disagree with AI if it takes away the human experience. If it takes away the human emotions. Well, fuck taking away the human emotions and the human experience. This shit is talking about taking away humans altogether. Now, it's ironic that that headline broke in the midst of me watching Will Smith's movie, I, Robot. Now, in that movie, the scientist that created the AI system was killed by his creation. I'm going to say that again. The scientist that created the AI was killed by his creation. Okay, now, he left a video memo, that is, for Will Smith only, because he knew that Will Smith had a robot arm, yet still didn't trust robots. It seems like humanity had fell in love with them and just adorned robots more than they did humans. But Will Smith, with a robotic arm, did not trust them. Long story short, he got to the bottom of the bullshit and realized that AI had went rogue. But it was one robot that knew its place and understood that it still needed that human experience. It still needed that human emotions, because without humans, what was they to learn from? Nothing. So the overall lesson in that movie was, without life, without humans, that is, there is no life. Without humans, there is no life. We created something that is now doomed to extinct us. But let me stop talking and get into these headlines, because this is what I really wanted to talk about. Many of the biggest names in artificial intelligence have signed a short statement warning that their technology could spell the end of the human race. Published Tuesday, the full statement states, Today, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other social scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. Now, the statement was posted to the website of the Center for AI Safety, a San Francisco-based nonprofit organization. It's signed by almost 400 people, including some of the biggest names in the field. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. I know y'all been seeing that or been hearing about that lately. As well as top AI executives from Google, Microsoft, and 200 academics. Now listen. The statement is the most recent in a series of alarms raised by AI experts, but also one that stoked growing pushbacks against a focus on what some see as overhyped hypothetical harms from AI. So they're saying this is overhyping hypotheticals, but the movie has already showed us. See, they introduced us to all that's going to happen to us through entertainment, through the chuckles, through the cries, through the tears, through the laughs, through the adrenaline rush. They introduce it to us through entertainment. Whether it be music or whether it be visual, they introduce it to us through entertainment. But they say this is a hypothetical, that it can't happen and won't happen. But I digress. Now, Clement de Gaulle, co-founder and CEO of the AI company Hugging Face, tweeted a picture of an edited version of a statement subbed in AGI for AI. AGI stands for Artificial General Intelligence, which is theoretical form of AI that is capable or more capable than humans. AGI. Now, not just AI, but now it's AGI. Listen, the statement comes 2 months after a different group of AI and tech leaders, including Tesla's own Elon Musk, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, and IBM chief scientist Grady Boosh, signed a petition calling for a pause of all large-scale AI research that was open to the public. None of them have yet signed the new statement, though, and such a pause has not happened thus far. So even though they called for a pause, they still haven't paused. Even in the midst of people saying AI will cause some type of catastrophic event to humanity, they still want to go ahead and keep pushing, right? So in the midst of them wanting to go ahead and keep pushing, what I see now is that it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of control. And we said this some time ago on this show. If you don't remember, just rewind the time and you will see that I said that this will be a problem. So listen, if you don't believe me, do your own research and go search the headlines. AI is pushing the human race itself towards extinction. Don't stand by and let it happen. I won't stand by and let it happen. I will not succumb to the AI craze. Damn it. I was pro metaverse, but I'm con when it comes to AI and its takeover. Now look, check this out. That's the perfect segue for me to talk my shit. Now listen, if you know like I know, this AI stuff is really finna mess things up. I've already told y'all how bad it's coming down on us as creators. I'm talking about just typing in words and you can have a full video of something that AI felt like that you may was thinking or may have wanted. See, AI is supposed to know us better than we know ourselves. But the only person that know us better than we know ourselves is the creator, is God Almighty. So when you start to try to imitate and duplicate the creator himself, that's when the problem happens. See, if you are like me and you are a religious man, you know that the Bible itself says that let us make man in our own image. It didn't say let us make man like us, just like us. Give him all the powers, give him all the thoughts, give him everything that we have so he can be eye to eye with us, shoulder to shoulder with us. No. Mutombo finger. It said, let us make man in our own image, which means that look like us, but they're not like us. They're gods, but they're not the God. You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta know your place. Know your role or get rolled on. You understand what I'm saying? Know your role or get rolled on. And that's what's about to happen to humanity itself if they continue to try to manipulate the minds of the people and imitate the creator himself. You understand what I'm saying? That's me talking my shit. I ain't gonna stand on my soapbox too long because I know a lot of y'all don't like when I talk like that. So I'm finna get to the music. But before I get to the music, this is something I need y'all to do. Follow me over on Instagram because we got motion. You understand what I'm saying? Look, y'all see what that say? That says 39K. But no. Mutombo finger. We are now at 39.2K. You feel me? 39.2K. And by the time I lay my head down and wake up in the morning, it should be 39.3. And why do I say it should be? Because we got motion. I'm putting out content. And as we put out the content, people are consuming. And if you are not, do me a favor. Go over to Instagram. Follow me. Follow us. Me and my daughter, that is. Because I'm converting that over to our channel. You understand what I'm saying? So follow us and subscribe to our Instagram channel. You feel me? So push us at that 39.3. And while you following us over on IG, you can also hopscotch over to TikTok. You understand what I'm saying? Hopscotch over to TikTok. Because what we're trying to do is move that 23 to 23.1. You feel me? Move that up to 23.1 over on TikTok. So hop over from Instagram over to TikTok and then come back right here to the B-side. Because by the time you come back, I'll be ready to play some music. But before you leave, hear ye, I need y'all to know June the 8th is going down in a major way. Hear ye, I need y'all to know June the 8th is going down in a major way. Now look, my brother just signed his deal. And he said, Casino, I need to come to the B-side, man. You know, he said, hey, I know you got the hottest podcast live over on Meta. He said, but I'm hot. I'm so hot. Cheetos just gave me a deal. You understand what I'm saying? Cheetos just gave me a deal, he said. And who am I talking about? None other than Mr. This Is Why I'm Hot himself. Mims will be live on the B-side June the 8th at 9 p.m. I'm talking about This Is Why I'm Hot. This Is Why I'm Hot. This Is Why, This Is Why, This Is Why I'm Hot. Mims himself. Matter of fact, don't let me sing it. Let him tell you exactly what's going on June the 8th. Matter of fact, here go the music. Let's get into some music, and I'll be right back so I can play your music. But if you got good music, then now is the time to send it in to the email. It's the B-side, thabsyde@gmail.com. thabsyde@gmail.com. Now, if you really believe in yourself, all you got to do is hit the Cash App. It ain't but $20. Invest in yourself. You never know who's looking. $20 could change your life, homie. Hey, Cheetos! Let's work, Cheetos! Let's work! I'll be right back. Trust me, I will.
This is why I'm hot.
Give the people the address so they know where here
we located on the south side of Atlanta. We in Jonesboro, Georgia. The address is 7718 North Main Street, Jonesboro, Georgia. Make sure y'all tap in. And if you let me know that you found out about us through this interview, I give you a 50% discount on your first time coming to see me for your first hour.
Come on, man.
The first hour, 50% off, though, so it'll be half.
So come on, man.
Tap in, man.
Tap.
Follow us on IG at SoundPat Recording Studio. Look us up on Google at SoundPat Recording Studio. We got specials on there. You can book online with us. We got a website at SoundPatRecordingStudio.com. Yeah, man. And it's your boy, Mixed by Mark, a.k.a. SoundPat Mark.
Yeah. Shout out to the Star Givers. Shout out to Stuart Antoinette, Antoinette Stuart. Thank you for the 200 stars. Look here, man. I need y'all to do like Antoinette Stuart did. If you like what you're looking at, if you like what you're hearing, then support me. Support the show so I can continue to create content. And this don't just go for the show here. I mean, I create content on the regular. You know what I'm talking about? Whether it's about music or my lifestyle in general, I create content. So whatever you contribute to me, it goes back into, you know, the creativity. So it only helps me to make more content better for you. For me to get better guests on the show like Mims. You know what I mean? Stay tuned because Mims, Mr. This Is Why I'm Hot. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff right here. I'm a fan first. So anybody that you see come to the show, just know I'm a fan first. I'm like, y'all, I want to know it all. You feel me? So, and matter of fact, if you got a question that you want me to ask Mim himself, then go ahead and hit me in my inbox as well. You know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, nah. Put it right here in the comment section. Put it right here in the comment section. What question do you want me to ask Mims when he come to the show? I'm going to ask him. I'm going to check tonight. I'm going to check tomorrow to see exactly what y'all say. Because I'm going to ask him. You feel me? So y'all stay tuned, man. But look, check this out, though. I got music over here from the artist that sent it in. Now, if you are an artist that invested in yourself, make it known right here in the comment. And I stop what I'm doing right now and play your music. And if your music is good, I promise, I create a situation for you. You feel me? So let's get into this music, man, right here, right now. We got none other than, who here? Demetrius Giss. This brother hit me up and said, big homie, I got some things I want to do with you. I got a budget, and I just want to work with you. I said, check this out, y'all, homie. My door is open. When you ready, just holler at me. But one thing I need y'all to know, when I give you an invitation, you got to act on it fast because I got some things that's about to take my attention away. And when it take my attention away, woulda, coulda, shouldas would be just that when you see my lifestyle, my whole thing change. You understand what I'm saying? Woulda, coulda, shouldas would have been just, will be just that. But let's get into this, Mr. Giss. The name of this song is called How the Song Go. How the Song Go. Y'all already know the etiquette's around here. The B side, the best side. Let them know what y'all think in the comment section from a 1, 2, 3. How the Song Go. Let's go, man. Demetrius Giss. If y'all know him, if he's not in the comment section, y'all let him know he being played on the best side, the B side. Let's go. Don't be no fool and send your music in and don't tune in to the show.
I'm just living how the song go. Really hustle, really trap. Really used to sell drugs. West Side legend, I'm a South Center OG. Read up on Saxon, hey, head hey, down you street. Hey. Post it up on Farley with a scrap in the queue.
Let's go.
Trash can by Big Step. I sold my fur OC.
Turn it up.
Partner from the Ville. Used to meet him at the QT.
Make
a play and pop. Do the head
one,
down
two, three, let's go.
I was really on the grind. Shit, I really sold them dimes.
Let's go.
We hit the back street to make a jug and whispering pines. Then hit
one,
the highway
two,
to make a play on number nine.
Go.
Man, I promise I ain't lying. Get them in, get them gone.
Yeah.
Scales and sandwich bags. Working 2 or 3 phones.
Yeah.
Making 2 or 3 plays. In the trap, playing spades. Really on the grind. Nigga, same outfit for days. Read up in the day.
Share the nice live, y'all.
Having lunch.
Share the live, y'all.
Dick in the mouth, selling bricks out of house.
Quit playing.
Groceries in a crib.
Quit playing.
Money in a couch.
Let's go.
I'm just living how the song goes. Really about that hustling. Beat the block and let
yeah,
the car go.
Yeah.
Go hop on 385,
let's go.
Vibing while my lady
go.
talking on the free.
Let's go.
These niggas don't want no paper, they want bitches and the limelight.
Yeah.
Not you flashing money, these lane don't even know how to shine, right?
Yeah.
Push up anywhere, don't need permission, what that sound like? Before five on me, make them bust to get they mind right. You ever heard it? I became a sucker.
Mister, this is why I'm hot.
Drop me off on Mill Street.
Yeah.
Don't show up to the church for me.
Yeah.
Street shit killing all that. I did it in the first degree. Got straight A's up in TRU. The real university.
Really trap, really used to sell drope.
I'm a stunt 101, realest nigga from the
y'all know me.
Post up anywhere, in the town, ain't worried about the smoke.
Posted up on Farley with a scrap in the
cube.
Trash can by biggest step, I sold my first OC.
Post a jewel by the brief, go hop on 385.
What?
Could show the roof, vibing while my leg dry.
Demetrius Gist, straight out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, right? Demetrius Gist, straight up out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, right? Now listen, I've heard that track before. I rock with the track, it just need promo. You know, I hear a lot of good music, right? I'm gonna keep this 1,000 because a lot of people in my position won't admit it. But I hear a lot of good music. I'm talking about a lot of artists coming out now actually has a great sound. But you know what stops them at the door? They get cheap when it comes to promotion. Stops them right at the door. Stops them right at the door. I'm talking about they don't follow through. I mean, they get the beat, they write the lyrics, they go to the studio or they buy the software themselves and record at home, but they got a good sound, get it mixed and mastered, and they stop right there because they feel like the song sounds so good that people supposed to help them just because. No, 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 no. Matumbo thing. You shouldn't stop right there because a lot of people, you just don't know. And nowadays with this internet, what $20 could do for you, what $40 could do for you, what $50, $100 could do for you, what used to be $100,000 that you had to put into a campaign just to get to the radio, nowadays radio don't even fucking matter. So that $100,000 that they said you have to spend in order to get heard, guess what? That shit out the window now. Now you need to take the methods that you need to get heard right through social media. You feel me? Like you can make more money online than you could ever make as an independent artist in the physical without no connections. You understand what I'm saying? Like you don't need no connections nowadays to get paid. All you need is the knowledge. All you need is the knowledge, because guess what? With that little bit of knowledge and a couple of dollars in your pocket, you can start to make that wheel turn. You feel me? Like I got big plans within the next 90 days, major plans. And I promise y'all gonna see my vision come into fruition. And y'all just gonna sit back and be like, damn, he said that May the 30th on the B-side when he announced that Mims, Mr. This Is Why I'm Hot, will be on the show. Listen, man, it don't get no better than this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to a commercial break, but I'll be right back. I promise you.
Cheetos. Mims. Let's go. This is more than hot. This is beyond hot.
Yeah.
This is more. This is more. This is more than hot.
June 8th.
This is more than hot.
He will be right here on the B side.
This is more. This is
I'm
more.
I'm not playing no games,
hot. I'm hot cause I'm real and everything I got.
Let's go.
This is more. This is more. This is
I need
more
y'all to like this shit.
With the spice.
I need y'all to share this shit.
This is more. This is more. This is
let's
more
go.
Than this is beyond hot. Back better than ever. A new flavor with my furry friend named Chester. I'ma do my thing and everything in between. I always keep it clean with the newest on the scene. The way I chop it up, they tell me yes, chef.
get to know my depth, everything right to left. I'm more than one thing, way more than what I seen.
June the 8th.
And how to simple being more than half the dream.
June
and
the 8th.
And if you want it spicy, go get yourself a bag. Tasty, tangy, and chili, all that zing and the zag. Come on and take a bite, as many as you like. You think you knew it hot, it's time to get that mouth right. No need to be tight, the taste will take you out. Make it rain rich, I could fix that flavor drought. You know it's flaming hot, but now it's so much more. That tangy chili fusion got you running to the store. This is more than hot, this is beyond hot. This is more, this is more, this is more than hot. This is more than hot,
June the 8th.
This is beyond hot. This is
Mim
more, this is more,
we'll be
this
right here on the B-side.
I'm hot, cause I'm real, and everything I got.
That's right.
This is more, this is more, this is more than hot.
Right now on your television, you will see this commercial from the homie, from the brother, Mim.
You can see the steam. Everybody eating, gotta do it for the team. Cause I don't just rap, don't let that be a shock. Took it to the blockchain from a chain on the block. Make my own lane,
let's
now
go.
The game's on lock.
Let's go.
I gotta bring the flames every stage that I rock.
Turn us up, y'all.
Stop, gotta keep the heat coming. Always bring the flavor so you know I keep it stunning.
That's
so call me what
right.
You want, and call me when you need.
Yeah.
I'm calling all the calls, I got the food to make you feed. I always do it big, whatever that may be. Me breaking brains and breaking banks, you'll see.
You'll see.
Say they know me, I say come and see me.
June the 8th.
You ever doubt me, check the VIP.
This is the extended Cheeto commercial.
So I say I'm more than hot, and you know this is what I mean.
Turn us
this
up.
Is more than hot. This is beyond hot.
Turn
this
us
is
up.
More, this is more. This is more than hot. This is more than hot. This is beyond hot. This is more. This is more. This is more than
June
hot.
June the 8th.
Cause I'm real, and everything I got.
Mr. Cheeto himself.
This is more than hot.
Mr. Mims himself.
On lock. This is more. This is more.
June
this is more than
8th, 9 o'clock. Right here on the B side. Listen. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about C. Listen, everything that I'm putting into this show, blood, sweat, tears, and years, it's manifesting right before y'all eyes. I thank y'all for being a part of this journey. I thank y'all for riding with me like y'all do. And if you just now tuning in to this, trust me, y'all, the best is yet to come. I am your man, Casino Roulette. That's C-A dollar sign I-N-O-R-O-U-L-E-T-T-E. After me, there'll be no other. Word to my mama and my two brothers. Nobody gets the credit for making me hot. I lit the match my damn self. June the 8th, y'all. Be ready. Mims, this is why I'm hot. I see y'all this Thursday. Oh, we going up. And we ain't coming down.